Now that street demonstrations have toppled the pro-Syrian government in Lebanon, the opposition there has vowed it will carry out its campaign until Syria agrees to pull out of the country. Syria has maintained a significant military presence in Lebanon for decades and has some 14,000 troops there. Pressure on the Lebanese government and its Syrian supporters has grown steadily since the car bomb assassination of former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri 2 weeks ago. Michael Glacken is managing editor of Lebanon's Daily Star newspaper, and he joins us now from Beirut. Tell us, were people surprised that the prime minister resigned?
They were indeed. I mean, not just the people, but also the entire parliament. It came completely out of the blue. We were in the middle of a debate on a confidence vote in the government that had been brought by the opposition. But most people expected the debate to last at least 2 or 3 days before the vote would take place later this week. And even with that, most people thought the government would probably just about muster a majority to see the vote off. To give you the drama of what happened, I mean, there was a recess for an hour and a half in between the debate. And when it was reconvened, the Prime Minister walked up to the podium and promptly announced the resignation of the government, much to the shock of the Speaker of the House, who, if you've seen any of the footage, was actually shouting and screaming at him that he couldn't just absorb himself of the responsibility of government by saying he was resigning, and told him to stay at the podium and remain in government. All to no avail, obviously. He walked off, and the rest, as they say now, is history.
Was there also cheering in the streets?
There was indeed. I mean, there was a huge cheer in Parliament, but the 25,000 people or so who had occupied Martyrs Square the night before in defiance of the government ban on demonstrations had also had a screen hooked up in the square where they could see the debate going on in Parliament. And the cheer that went up, you could hear from in my office, in fact, which is about 10 minutes' walk from Martyrs Square.
I'm wondering also, is there any talk there that the protesters drew inspiration from elections in Iraq and in the Palestinian Authority?
Clearly, that is having a wider impact on the whole Middle East, but particularly here. But I think, really, I wouldn't want to overstate that fact. There's been a growing opposition movement here since the president of Lebanon had his term of office extended last year, largely through Syrian interference, which in turn caused Hariri to resign as prime minister. And I think from that, it's been building and building, and the final straw that brought the camel's back, if you like, was the assassination of former Premier Hariri, and that just acted as a catalyst to really bring the people out onto the street and say enough is enough.
Protesters have been focusing on forcing a Syrian withdrawal. How likely is that to actually happen?
I think it will happen. Syria's been looking for a way out of this, while at the same time saving their face, I think. I mean, I think in fairness to President Assad, he is, but I think for the most part, he realizes Syria can't go on as it is.
These protests so far have been peaceful. Isn't there concern, though, about a return to violence in Lebanon?
No, I've been saying for weeks in the paper now that this is very overrated. I mean, the dignified calm which the people of Lebanon have taken to the streets since Hariri's funeral and even last night and Sunday night when they defied the government ban, I think dispels any of those fears. The government were playing up the fact that they felt if this kind of instability continued, these people keep demonstrating, that we're risking a return to the chaos of the civil war. I think they were using it as a pretext to hopefully impose some kind of a state of emergency. Clearly, the way things have evolved, I think it completely dispels that notion. I think Lebanon's a long way short of that, and I think the events have proved that, frankly.
Thank you very much. Michael Glacken is managing editor of the Daily Star, an English-language newspaper in Lebanon.
Thank you very much.